this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. First opinion, first take. You know that boring show they do, First Light? This is first take. How about that, Jennifer? We're taking first a first, news. Yeah, the hot topics. There are all these silly terms that get applied to things that are going on. Let's get right to Rodney King, who no longer is at room. Well, no, he's assumed room temperature.
He's at room temperature.
Right.
Can I tell you why I'm sad about this one?
Yes.
Okay. Never a fan of Rodney King because living in L.A., what happened with him incited lots of violence in L.A. But a couple of years ago, he went on Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew, which I am a huge fan of. I love that show, and I know you're going to make fun of me and tell me to get a life. But love that show. Love it, love it, love it. Mm-hmm. And he was just so... I started not wanting to like him, and I loved him. He was so humble about admitting what kind of problems he had and about wanting to get better and about wanting to be there for his family, and I started to really pull for him. And I'm just so sad that this happened because he seemed to be doing so much better when he left there. And then they did a reunion special a couple months ago, and he said, well, Dr. Drew, I won't lie to you. I've been drinking beer and smoking a little pot, but I'm trying to get better. And he didn't, and I'm sad.
Well, the fact that he... was the poster boy for riots, some of the deadliest riots in our history. The 20th anniversary, I think we went through that a couple of months ago.
Yeah, April.
As I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Simple drowning, apparently, here. I don't think he's, from what I've seen, there's a lot of abuse other than the past abuses.
Well, I'll tell you, there was some use, according to his girlfriend or fiance.
Oh, really?
I guess she said he was drinking all day and he had smoked pot. And then she went to bed around 2 and woke up to hear some screaming. And she looked and he was naked banging on the door in the backyard.
Huh.
And so she said, Rodney, what's wrong? Went to go get her phone. I don't know why she wouldn't just let him in, but she went to go get her phone. And then she heard a splash and he was in the pool.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds a little weird, doesn't it?
Yeah. See, I don't understand the whole, you hear your husband or fiance screaming and naked at the door and you don't go directly out there to see what's going on. You go get your phone first. That's why it sounds a little shady to me, but who knows?
Listen. Anyway, he was a lightning rod, no question about that. Whether you like him or you didn't like him, I'm not sure he was. It was the incident, but I never blamed him for the riots. Because
he didn't incite the riots.
No,
he was out of it.
The jury incited the riots and the police who attacked him.
Well, the people that did the riots are the ones that I blame for the riots.
Yeah,
because a lot of them jumped on the bandwagon
right.
And just wanted to burn things and destroy things and, you know.
Right. It was a mess. Watts was a mess. The city was a mess. So what do you think most Angeleans are saying now that he's dead? You're an Angelean, so what are... In the last 24 hours since the announcement was made, what's the news other than what happened to him? I heard somebody say, oh, well, good riddance.
No.
Somehow he was a dirtbag.
Honestly, he was of no consequence to Los Angeles in the last 20 years. I mean, he's been out of the news. You did hear about him drinking a lot with Celebrity Rehab, and he was just in trouble for a DUI, I believe, maybe 2 months ago, something like that.
Right.
So, I mean, you knew something was cooking. I can't say that, again, I can't even blame him so much for the riots, because, I don't know, you just don't. So I don't know that he was of consequence, but I do know everybody that I've talked to that has watched Dr. Drew with me feels sad that he couldn't get it together, so.
800-510-8255. Comments on the death of Rodney King would be appropriate now for a few moments before we move on into some other areas. I thought it was interesting saying what you just did. Chris Wallace from Fox was doing a live interview on the phone with a radio station in St. Louis when he ended the conversation pretty quickly. He apparently was driving while he was doing the interview, and that's illegal in Washington, so the police pulled him over. A story at DougSteffen.com. 800-510-8255. Connection to Facebook.com. It's / Good Day and Twitter @ Good Day Show. Your thoughts. Let's squeeze in a call and let's see where it goes. Jack in Palm Springs on Rodney King.
Yeah, I think Rodney King was murdered. He was at the book fair, L.A. Times book fair, about 3 weeks ago.
He sure was.
The L.A. police, the FBI's celebrity division, And on top of the murder of Junior Seau, who was going to run for political office, I think that and Kara Kennedy killed on the exercise machine in January, Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, all under the first so-called black president. I think we have a hit machine being run in this country, and it's strange. Under the so-called first black president, Michael Jackson murdered, Whitney Houston drowned in the bathtub, Junior Seau shot while taking a nap, and Kara Kennedy killed on the exercise machine in January. The White House has an agenda. They want the woman who claims she's a Native American, a liar. They don't want Junior Seau elected. He could have beaten anyone here in California. Junior Seau could have, if he could have run for president, beaten Romney and Obama, those two mediocrities who are running right now. I am really upset that there's murders going on here, and I think we're living in a fascist police state, and I think Obama's a goddamn military dictator, and we've got to do something to stop this. Otherwise, we're all going to be victims of this lousy, stinking Murder Incorporated Chicago CIA murder gang.
All right, sir. Guess who you got?
Good morning.
Wow. Is he right? Maybe he's right.
You don't know.
800-510-8255. Yeah, there they come.
The drones. Oh, wait, you can hear those.
Right. Scott's in Kingsford, Michigan. What do you think, Scott?
Hey, I think Rodney King was a parasite. He should have been put away a long time ago. You know, he caused a lot of headaches. He was a drug addict. He didn't care about nothing but himself.
So do we put everybody like that away? Everybody's a parasite who's a drug addict.
He was a drug addict, but he wasn't really a criminal. Everything he got in trouble for was drug and alcohol related.
Well, but he's responsible.
What are you going to do? Are you making up excuses for him?
No, I mean, not at all. Because
yes, you are. Because he was in rehab how many times and he kept screwing up. You don't need to be in society with the rest of the people if he can't control his
So he got what he deserved. Is that what you're saying, Scott?
Exactly. And you know what? I mean, police brutality should never be taken care of. And when you hire a cop, they're supposed to be tested for their mentality and everything else. And they're supposed to be pretty nonchalant and be able to take a lot of crap. But that man didn't give up.
No, I agree with you. In fact, I think that people, when the riots first happened, if I were a police officer on that case and I was chasing a guy for as long as they were and he started lunging at me, I don't necessarily fault them. Were they excessive? Probably. But if you have someone, you don't know what you're dealing with. So I don't know if you can say parasite. That's all.
All right.
You know, if you're not a criminal.
Thank you, Scott. 800-510-8255. 14 after on Good Day.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Safelight Repair, Safelight Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safelight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With Safelight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, Safelight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want Safelight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
Chatting on the circumstances that you may or may not have covered in your mind over the weekend. A lot of people shut their mind off, so we'll turn your mind back on. Monday morning on Good Day, Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. I will tell you, a lot of attention over the weekend, Jennifer, given to the Sandusky trial. Mm-hmm. And the focus is on the love of football. Is this country so enamored with football that it causes cases like this Sandusky trial? Nobody on the staff listened or heard the people that were talking about the problem. Plus, there's complete denial still. Big time denial on college campuses, high school football, the dangers of the physical aspects of this game. What does this stronghold, this football stronghold over America mean? How is it that we can let somebody like this monster Sandusky go on? It took this, what's his face, McNamee, what's the guy's name? McQueary. How many years to come forward?
I know.
How many years? And how many years have people been studying the problems with concussions in football helmets, and it gets brushed under the rug? It did it, for God's sakes, at Heidelberg, my own alma mater. When I brought it up, they washed it away, brushed it away, pushed it aside. And now...
something very sacred about football programs.
Yeah, why, though? Why? Somebody help me understand why. 800-510-8255. Why? All right, some interesting government documents out over the weekend, Jennifer. Disclosing repeated instances of misconduct at the Secret Service going back to 2004. The Associated Press says that there is a 229-page document that has surfaced. Accusations of prostitution, illegal wiretaps, all kinds of wrongdoing on the part of the Secret Service day in and day out. So what is it justifiable because they take care of the president, or is this an illustration of a larger cultural problem? It seems to me that there is a lot to be answered for or to, what's the right word? There's a lot of answers we ought to get. Again, all this money, they find these problems. The report suggests that the problems were so overwhelming in the Secret Service, but they don't want to get rid of any of these guys because they're the Secret Service.
Right.
Secrets. So secret. Instead, they push them off to the side, give them basically no work to do until their retirement, and they bring in new people. Secret Service has grown by four in the last two presidents. Four times as many Secret Services there were before George Bush was elected. Wow. There's some food for thought. 20 past the hour on Good Day.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Study in the journal Nature, there are 10,000 different species of bacteria living on or inside the human body. Even when you're clean, you still have at least 10,000 species of bacteria on you. You know what that means? When you're in a gas station bathroom, you're the most disgusting thing in there. You guys hear about this? Tomorrow, China will send its first female astronaut into space. Which sounds pretty awesome until you hear that it's because her parents already have a boy. So. Play by the rules, you guys. Play by the rules.
Yeah. Cultural.
A Chinese spacecraft, Jennifer, carrying three astronauts, docked with an orbiting module earlier today. Another first for China as it strives to match American and Russian exploits in space. It's called the Shenzhou 9 space capsule. And it met up with the Tiangong 1 module about 2 o'clock our time this morning, I think. So the astronauts are going to live and work in this module for a couple of days as part of them preparing for putting a permanent manned space station. What's the point of this? Why aren't they working on the International Space Station? It's just another way for them to exercise, I suppose, or flex their muscles or whatever, however you want to look at it. It seems...
Have their own thing. Silly.
Yeah, right, exactly. Spending the time, the money, they're spending all this money. We're spending nothing because basically Obama shut down the NASA flight program. So we spend nothing and they spend. See, this is the kind of stuff that sends people into orbit, if you'll pardon the pun. 800. That was pretty good. Thank you, Doug. 800-510-8255. Here's a gentleman from El Paso. We're back to Rodney King, who's been much the focus so far in our conversation this morning about what's going on. All right, sir, you're on the air. You have
actually
thoughts.
Actually, it's a
ma'am. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a ma'am. Come on.
A ma'am.
That's right. Good morning to both of you, and I hope everybody out there had a happy Father's Day.
Thank you, and you as well.
And
even you're not
all I wanted
father.
To say, Doug, is that people need to stop judging people for their addictions. I worked in the past as a counselor. And let me tell you something, alcoholism is a disease.
My son is an alcohol and drug rehab counselor. I get it.
I suspect you'd have a different take on this, Doug, if you didn't have that experience with your son. I think.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, sir, ma'am, thank you.
Jeez.
800. I was really stuck on that.
Sir, ma'am.
800-510-8255. The search for four missing Japanese climbers on Mount McKinley in Alaska... suspended, finished, over. National Park Service says that there was a shallow avalanche that pushed the climbers into a crevice 100 feet deep. They ain't going to find them. The search was called off after a ranger found rope in the debris at the bottom of the crevasse. So the four, they're all, these people were... folks, they were kids. They're in their 50s and 60s. avalanche occurred on Wednesday, and one of the people, there were six, were there six? I think there were five altogether. One of them survived, the others did not.
Mm. That's got to be a horrible, what a horrible experience.
You know, and why do people do these sorts of things? Just go back to the same question, why do people like football? Is it the danger? Is it the unknown? Is it the challenge? You want to do something that nobody else has done? Or you just really, you know, this is another way for you to do something.
It's like people who like to jump off perfectly good buildings or out of perfectly functional airplanes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Geronimo! Oh, can you say that anymore, or is that considered insensitive?
I think you're okay.
You think if I yell, Geronimo! It's okay? Nobody's going to protest?
So. Huh? I hope not.
Somebody, by the way, told me that me referring to you as delightful was sexual harassment, and you could sue me for that. I introduced you the other day as the delightful Jennifer Horn.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have that person's number? Are they a lawyer?
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Many of us know about visiting the Hoover Dam on the way to the Grand Canyon, but you might be surprised to learn there are tours of man-made dams all around the U.S. The Bonneville Lock and Dam in Oregon is actually a National Historic Landmark, noted for its engineering design, the architecture of the surrounding buildings, and its historic role during the Great Depression. You can tour the powerhouse and see a navigation lock in operation. But what's really great is the fish passage, where you can actually see schools of fish migrating along the Columbia River. The power plant at the Owyhee Dam in South Dakota has daily tours in the summer, and it's home to the fourth largest man-made reservoir in America. And the Grand Coulee Dam in Washington is a massive engineering feat. It's one of the largest concrete structures ever built. So along with the power plant tour, you can also ride across the top of the dam itself to get the best perspective. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
Welcome to The Rest of the Story. Here's the next chapter in a fun contest series brought to you by Travel Card. It's one of thousands of true travel tales they receive every year.
Diane and her friend were enjoying a summer cruise in the Mediterranean when her leg started to itch uncontrollably. She let it go thinking it would get better, but when she noticed it getting inflamed and red, her mind went to the worst fear. For the rest of the story and a chance to win a Kindle, visit TravelGuard.com/stories.
Travel Guard is a worldwide leader in travel insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
Time is 33 after the hour. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, trying to fill you in on as much as we can here. The hot topics. This could be first info. 97 different ways of. There are people who are so really driven to come up with names for things. What's the name of this? What's the name of that? And then you try to describe things. This is information for you to chew on.
This is free news.
It is. It's free news. Free form news.
No Groupon required.
No. Uh-huh. Fire crews in northern Colorado over the weekend battling a blaze. The winds, apparently, Jennifer, are really wild.
I talked to my family in Colorado this weekend, and they said it was awful that, I guess around Fort Collins, 180 homes already have been lost.
86 square miles of forest land destroyed. The blaze came from lightning and now is contained somewhat. Let's see here. Authorities are hoping to combat looting. Oh, God. Doesn't matter.
Low-class people.
The human race, at least some elements of it. Wow. Hunga bunga. And if there's no better example of that than Lindsay Lohan, between her and the Kardashians and whoever else. So Lindsay Lohan... This is the daily drama. You think I should just forget? I mean, other than the fact people are talking about, do people really, in the so-called water cooler conversation world, do people really talk about Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, and you know what? I thought it was kind of disgusting, actually, because Friday was the day that people couldn't find her at her hotel room. She was unresponsive, and the paramedics came, and yada, yada.
She's taking a nap.
She was taking a nap, but it was almost like everybody was like, is she dead yet? I'm not kidding. Everybody at my office, my mom even, wrote me a letter. Have you heard about Lindsay Lohan? Is she dead? I mean, everybody is expecting this girl to just be, you know, which, I mean, she's given him reason to think that, but it's just, ugh. How weird to just have people automatically assume that you're out and you don't answer the door.
Yeah. She was found unconscious. She was unconscious because she was asleep.
Yeah, they said that she'd been working, I guess, 84 hours during a 4-day period, and she hadn't been sleeping, and so she was taking a long nap.
Yeah. Well, I think this is we're into a hole here. You've probably got some other stuff, so let's just dig the hole. Go ahead, have at it. Who's expecting whatever? Yeah, let's talk about who's going to have a baby.
All right. Well, you mentioned the Kardashians.
Pregnant. Yeah.
These two stories. First of all, you know, I realized you said Kardashians and Lindsay Lohan.
Watch my mouth.
I was flipping channels yesterday, and I stopped for about 5 seconds on the Kardashians, and it was all about Kim wearing a blonde wig. Really? We're watching a show about a woman wearing a blonde wig. Is this what it's come down to? But The internet was ablaze over the weekend because Kourtney Kardashian posted a picture on Instagram of a Chick-fil-A cup, and the quote underneath it said, "Chick-fil-A and a water birth, no big deal." So then everybody started congratulating her online. Well, it turns out they were reading too much into it.
No.
Yeah, she really wasn't having a birth, but apparently she's been congratulated ahead of time. Now, what is also funny in talking about low common denominators, JWoww from the Jersey Shore gave an interview to Life and Style magazine over the weekend and said that she's so happy that Snooki's having a baby, and she figures she'll have her first baby when Snooki has her second, and then they'll grow up together, they'll date and have babies. And then she said, well, quote, "I don't even care if they date. I just want them to have kids so we'll officially be relatives."
I saw that MTV is now going to create
this thing
two,
on.
Yeah, right. What do you want me to do? The folks at MTV are going to create some new shows around the ladies of Jersey Shore.
They did already. Snooki and JWoww have a show that's already in the can that I think is supposed to come out later in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it about? They're pregnant women who are foolish?
They're just best friends, and they went on vacation together, and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God. That's important stuff.
I know. Right. I'm going to make a reality show with my cat and I think.
All right. I'm looking at, I look at all the various, let's see, on my screen in front of me is Fox News, USA Today, CNN, Associated Press, Reuters, ABC News, MSNBC, the LA Times, CNET, a couple of Boston papers, Huffington Post. Let's see, the Drudge Report. All right,
you get
the point.
Can I tell you the word Reuters always makes me giggle because I'm a seventh grader.
Well, Reuters is reporting today that young Ryan Seacrest, who's 37 years old, is considering a bid to buy Dick Clark Productions.
I've heard that.
From Bain Capital. Where have we heard that name before?
Mitt Romney. Uh-huh.
Bain Capital, Thomas Lee Partners, bought Dick Clark's, well, they didn't really buy it. They bought 49% of Dick Clark Productions for $300 million about 7 years ago. Just when Dick got sick, he sold a good deal of the stake that he had in his empire. So now Ryan Seacrest wants to take over the empire. And because he is basically following in Dick Clark's footsteps, why wait and create it on your own when you can just buy it?
Yeah, no surprise. You can buy it. Exactly.
Yeah. And there you go. Who thinks that's a good idea? 800-510-8255. Ryan Seacrest making, on average, the last couple of years, $60-65 million. So they take that money and you invest it in...
Well, and you know what makes me feel good about this is I think of anybody that could get a hold of Dick Clark's company, he'll actually probably do Dick Clark proud.
Yeah.
He'll do a good job.
That's who he's emulating.
Right.
Is Dick Clark. So it was some other show I saw that he wanted to produce. I can't remember what it was. But the kid's on a roll. I don't think Dick Clark, well, he may have had his, he probably did. By the time he was in his mid-30s, he had the company rolling and really hit its stride by the time he was in his 40s, and for the next 20, 25 years, the company really rolled along. So I have good luck. I don't have a problem. A lot of people think, because they're jealous more than anything else. I mean, I don't know the kid. I've never met him.
People always give Ryan a hard time. But
I think
you know what?
I had him on the program once, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they give him a hard time. Why?
You can't mess with his work ethic. The guy
is
working constantly. He works hard for what he has. And he started before he was 15. So,
he works hard for the money.
Yeah.
Song there somewhere, probably.
Somewhere,
right?
I think.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Let's see. Is there anything more about Jerry Sandusky? I don't even really want to talk. All right? Who needs that? And we took care of the, let's see, Rodney King, we've done a lot of stuff so far today. The Chinese spacecraft.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, we did.
Lohan. LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
It's not LeBron, it's LeBron
James.
It's
LeBron.
Right. How is he doing? I think I saw somebody scored 29 points.
He's pretty happy because the Heat are up 2-0 or 2-1 over Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So he's happy. Right. And I guess over
the LA Kings are still the champion.
Yes, they are. And the Stanley Cup went to Vegas last week. And there's a picture on the internet of the Kings without their shirts on at the pool in Vegas holding the cup.
Yeah.
No, but I think that Oklahoma City was pretty dominant in the game yesterday, and then they lost it at the end. So
no. Really? What a hard. Do we need a moment of silence then?
Yeah.
Perhaps. Okay, it's 18 before the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles, puffiness, or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream made specially for the sensitive eye area. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. We want you to try Lumitone free. That's right, free. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-427-4657. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, puffiness around your eyes, or you're just tired of looking tired, you're eligible to take part in this limited-time free giveaway. With Lumitone, dark circles instantly fade from view. We want you to see for yourself and try Lumitone free while supplies last. Hurry to find out how to get your free supply. Just call 1-800-427-4657. 1-800-427-4657. Call 1-800-427-4657.
800-510-8255 reaches us here on Good Day with your comments about the comings and goings of things, people, items, issues. 800-510-TALK, or let's see here, email the Doug at DougStephan.com, Jennifer at DougStephan.com, and our Facebook.com/ Good Day. This is, we don't have to put Good Day Show. Use Good Day Show with Twitter, right?
Twitter. Yeah, at Good Day. Yeah, we're at Good Day Show on Twitter.
All right. So the political, political realities, there's plenty of that conversation. So I don't really want to get into Obama and Romney. As you know, there's not much, I mean, even though it's in the news, pretty much everybody knows what's going on. But one thing that people don't know is how a potential vice presidential candidate puts him or herself before the presumed candidate, i.e. Mitt Romney running, who is going to run with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty interesting and pretty open, pretty much in plain sight over this past weekend. Romney's all over the place in his bus. So he invites various people where he's traveling. For example, in Ohio this weekend, Senator Rob Portman was in front of a crowd. So you think that that's an accident? No.
No. You can also bid to be, or you can enter a contest to ride the bus with Romney. I just got an email about it.
Yeah, but you're not vice presidential. The vice presidential.
But I want to ride the bus with Romney because I think it'd be fun. I'd ride the bus with President Obama, too.
Yeah.
Come on. That's
all
cool.
Right, so let's see here. This weekend, Rob Portman from Ohio.
Okay, he rode the bus.
Former Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota.
Okay.
Let's see here. Paul Ryan of Wisconsin.
Uh-huh. He's a hottie.
Chris Christie of New Jersey.
Not a hottie.
Bobby Jindal of Louisiana.
Okay.
John Thune of South Dakota. Marco Rubio of Florida. All of these people over the weekend were in the bus.
Hmm.
What do you think they were talking about? You think they were playing cards?
Maybe they were having arm wrestling contests, and whoever wins is going to get the
making blueberry pie, maybe? How about that?
Yeah.
You think they could have been doing that? Or do you think...
So who do you think? Because I still think you should go with Condi. I think you should go with Condoleezza Rice.
No, not me. I think it's a disaster. She was horrible as a Secretary of State.
I like her. Did you know she's a classically trained pianist?
Yeah, I'm sure she's fine in that department. But the other guys would make mincemeat out of her record as Secretary of State. She was horrible. She messed
like
up.
Rubio.
She made a mess of the State Department. So that's probably not a smart move. Other than that, maybe it might be. Rubio's, everybody's saying, no, he's too young.
That's what I hear.
Right? Paul Ryan is an interesting character, mm-hmm. I think. Of all the names mentioned, John Thune is a farmer from South Dakota. Why would you pick somebody from South Dakota? That's not going to help you any. Jindal is nothing. Something about
Paul
him.
Paul Ryan has developed quite the following.
Yeah.
Though. I mean, that might be his.
And then the only
choice.
Person who wasn't in on the ride was Walker from Wisconsin, who also I think is an interesting candidate.
Yeah.
I'm betting he doesn't pick any of these people.
It's somebody totally different.
I'm telling you, he's going to pick Sarah Palin.
No, he's not. You are crazy. Bristol, maybe.
Bristol Palin, yay! Do you know that some nutcake listening to this program on Friday, when we were talking, why don't you review for a moment, will you please, the story on Friday that we had about Bristol Palin and riding that horse in the
bull.
North of the, the bull, excuse me.
She was at Saddle Ranch.
Right.
And Saddle Ranch has two locations in Los Angeles, one at Universal City, one on the Sunset Strip. I believe she was on Sunset.
Right.
And part of what you do at Saddle Ranch is you can eat dinner there, but then you also ride the bull. And somebody was heckling her while she was on the bull.
Okay. So, but according to one of our listeners,
uh-huh.
we need to get our facts before we make any statements. Bristol, I said it had gone back to that. What I said was, because that's what I saw in the news story,
mm-hmm.
that she moved back to Alaska, she said, because of this guy.
Well, oh,
this was the
no,
reason.
She didn't do that.
Why did it say that in the story?
I don't know, but that's not, I don't think that's the case.
She'd already moved back.
Yeah, I mean, right. I know that the guy was a heckler, but he sued her, which is the weirdest thing.
Right. Anyway, this guy went on and on about Levi Johnston, hasn't made his child support, why would you mention, yada, yada, yada. I'm so Andy Palin, my comment. What the hell are you talking about? I'm not Andy Palin at all. I happen to think Bristol is a smart, and we were very, I mean, these people sometimes listening, and you got one ear open, you got wax in your ear. What is it that is, when people hear one thing, and I notice this more and more and more and more now, Jennifer, and you may too, with all of your work that you do not only here on this program, but in other areas of talk radio and talk television, people are so eager to either have an argument, and they want to fuss with you, they want to take you apart, and they get so protective. There's nothing about me. I wouldn't want to see Sarah Palin as president. So is that Andy Palin? No. She's an interesting lady. Her daughter, I have regard for her daughter. I said that. I made it pretty clear. This guy goes off with two email about, this, that, and the other thing. And I wanted to send him back an email and tell him to get a life, but I didn't. So now I'm telling him to get a life instead of sending him back an email. Just come on, people, just get a life, will you?
Well, people want to hear these quick little snippets too and make their decision on,
right.
10
right.
seconds.
So I wasn't right that this guy, but I just saw it was in the thing. I don't know. Where else would you find the information? I frankly don't care whether she moved home or not. How's that for sticking it in your ear? 10 before the hour.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Dropped 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now we have 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time now for Better Living. We're into computers, technology, that sort of thing. That's where we spend a good deal of our time because a lot of you spend a lot of time with your little ideas. And I say little
your
ideas.
Your little ideas? Hello, condescending.
No. All right. So I have this iPad, right? So I got to get it fixed and updated. In order to do that, they have to wipe out everything in the system and start over again. Doesn't seem practical to you?
Why?
I don't know. Richie, why do they do that? I don't know why.
Yeah, Rich is here. He's our team
guy. I don't know why they would have to wipe it out. You must have something wrong with it because that's not normal. Last week, Jennifer, a little background story, they were trying to download the Doug Stuffin app, which is designed for software version.
For Nomad.
Yeah. 9 or whatever it is, 5.0 or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, since they bought this thing a couple of years ago, they've never done an update on it. So it won't run the new app because it's not up to that version yet.
Yeah. All right.
Why you would have to wipe it clean to install it, you shouldn't have to do that.
All right. Well, we'll have to take that under advisement, Richie.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, our technology expert, Shelley Palmer, has a story today about the Federal Communications Commission deciding to revisit the issue of cell phone radiation. It's the first time they've done this since 1996. They're the only ones in the world who haven't studied this. So that story coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Did you know that a clean engine helps improve fuel economy? Did you know that reduced engine deposits help improve fuel economy? Cleaner intake valves? That helps improve fuel economy, too. That's why all Exxon and Mobil gasoline is specifically formulated to help clean intake valves and vital engine parts. To help your engine run cleaner, smoother, produce less emissions, and get better fuel economy. Learn more at fuelprogress.com. Exxon and Mobil. Gasoline that works smarter for you. Think clean.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, for the first time since 1996, the Federal Communications Commission has decided to revisit the issue of cell phone radiation. In past studies, there's been little evidence to show that cell phones and other gadgets are dangerous. And of course, the mobile phone industry says its devices are perfectly safe. Despite this, environmental and health advocates worry that over time, devices held close to the head can cause users to develop life-threatening brain tumors as well as headaches, dizziness, and memory loss.
The FCC is especially interested in whether emission standards should be different for children. In 2011, the World Health Organization added cell phone radiation to a list of possible carcinogens and decided that more study was needed. If you're really worried about holding a 1.5-watt microwave transceiver next to your head, consider a wired headset. Although, there really is no conclusive evidence that you should be worried about this at all. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Hotels.com, we only do hotels. That's why we're called Hotels.com. And just so there's no confusion about what we do, here are some other names to help you remember. Almost 3 million guest reviews in the HisHouse.com. Did someone say hotel? Funny, we've got 140,000.com. The most hotels in major cities. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.com. When I say ho, you say tell. Hotel.com. In the end, there's only one.com you need to remember. Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
For generations, Americans have turned to our military to protect our most basic freedoms. Now, our troops are coming home and finding new ways to share their experiences and serve local communities. Would you like to know a little bit more about this? Brian Osich reports for us.
Throughout June, Dollar General is honoring members of the U.S. military who are our everyday heroes. Army combat veteran Mark Altman is a military hero who has returned home to share his overseas experiences with a whole new generation of young people right in his own community.
I'm so proud to have served my country. Whenever I got back, I wanted to use what the Army taught me and give back to the community. Now that I'm home in Austin, Texas, I volunteer with my son's junior ROTC program at his high school, and I speak to the kids about my experiences in the Army and travels.
Mark says he's glad to team up with Dollar General to honor our nation's military.
I'm honored Dollar General has chosen me to represent the thousands of military veterans who have returned to make a difference in the lives of their families and communities.
For more on Dollar General's great values and information on how you can share a video and honor the military heroes in your life, log on to dollargeneral.com/everydayheroes. That's Lifestyles from Dollar General.
Excuse me. Facebook in the news pretty much every day. The story about Facebook today is that they're shelling out $10 million to charity to settle a lawsuit that accuses them of violating users' rights. According to the lawsuit that was brought by five Facebook members, Facebook violated the law by publicizing users' likes of certain advertisers on its sponsored stories. This story was floating around over the past few weeks. They didn't get paid, so they sued. Now they're getting paid. Well, they don't want the money, actually. The money's going to charity. Anyway, that's a settlement. Interesting. Just be careful of what you put on your Facebook page.